Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. Has anyone else noticed that every bill that goes against civil rights and the Constitution always has some kind of catchy little name to it? Now, SOPA. You're gonna need a bar of SOPA to clean out that First Amendment out of your mouth. RFRA. You're creating too much RFRA by not seeing God in this pizza place. And now we have FATA. We're going to be sending our rights FATA into the past. The First Amendment Defense Act, or FATA, is basically a discrimination bill that makes discrimination the norm. Again, back to the good old days where men were defined by a narrow set of rules where they were unable to emote, and women were only allowed to emote and cook. Mostly because all utensils are an affront to penises. It's all set up to tug at the heartstring, and it even starts with the name itself. An act that defends the honor of the First Amendment. I mean, you would think that there is some kind of war on free speech, and the ultra-conservatives love the war machine so much that they are pretty much declaring war on everything. Terror, Christmas, coffee, children, and now, speech. Apparently Spanish is an affront to English. Hell, with the president-elect, you know there's no war on free speech. That's a man that is about two words away from using every racial slur in the book and thinks he should get away with it because of the First Amendment. Basically, this bill states that no federal action can be taken against a person or a business for taking action against someone based on their sexual orientation or marital status, as long as their decision was based off of religious values. So if you're a member of the LGBTQ community or an unwed couple living together, you can be fired from work, denied fried chicken, a promise ring, or even healthcare because the Lord demands it. I mean, that's what Christmas is really about, right? Corporatocracy and unfettered capitalism reigning supreme over your idea of love. Okay, so the notion itself goes against part of the First Amendment, right? The ability to petition a government over grievances. The grievance being that we are now going to deflect blame from general hatred to religious hatred. And you wonder why more and more people are becoming atheist or agnostic or believe in pasta more than a god. If Ted Cruz is running your PR campaign, then you're going to lose a ton of members. Ted Cruz would be the only member of his cult to drink the Kool-Aid. The silver lining to all this is now that the Bible thumpers will have to have actual evidence about where in the Bible it says to hate the gays. And if they can't, then they're going to have to claim that they're a hate-filled rage monster that don't know what feelings are. And then they can get sued. And then get a hug, because they're probably going to need a hug. FATA also goes on to say that marriage is between a man and a woman, and sexual relations should be reserved to that. I mean, it is interesting that a party that wants limited government control sure wants to be part of a government that wants to control everything you do from the bedroom to the bathroom. Apparently, these conservatives just can't stop picturing two people of the same sex going ham on each other's genitals. And they're so obsessed with it that they are trying to remove these thoughts by creating a religion-based legislation. I mean, they're no longer praying the gay away, they're legislating it away. And they think that that is going to get these thoughts out of their head. It's either legislation or 30 lashes. I think the Bible says 30 lashes will fix that for you too. Now, if you're going to fire someone because you don't like what they do in the bedroom, you should probably stop spying on them in the bedroom, right? I mean, it's creepy is all it is. And what people do with their bottoms has nothing to do with the bottom line of the company. And more importantly, how is it affecting your day-to-day life? I mean, in fact, you should probably hope that they have a good sex life fulfilled by whoever they want to have sex with. It's probably making that person a lot happier and pleasant to be around. I mean, maybe you should try getting laid or at least giving masturbation a try, because then we probably won't come up with these hypocritical, hate-filled laws. You kind of have to feel bad for these senators, right? I mean, Senator Mike Lee and Ted Cruz just don't have anybody to jerk them off. and they're not mature enough for porn, I guess those websites are 18 and up, and clearly they have the maturity of a 12-year-old. You can't be a senator and want to giggle at the notion of gay sex or the word hiney. But really, that's the age that we all discover pornography, right? So go nuts, Teddy! I encourage you to take this time to discover who Ted Cruz really is. You know, this is going to be an exciting time for you in discovering yourself. Bills like this do one thing, and that is deflect the blame and decrease accountability. It makes businesses more valuable than people. You know, people's love lives should be regulated, but Wall Street and the military should not. And it makes the definition of love far more narrower than it needs to be, and it invades the privacy of what we like to do in bed and control that. Think of how many riots there would be if the militarized police were making sure that we're all fucking missionary style and getting only 68 thrusts in. Don't you even think about 69. Okay, so here's a thought experiment for everybody in support of this bill. Would you be hateful towards LGBTQ people if you found out that God was a lady? Which would mean that if she had sex with Mary and impregnated her, God and Mary are lesbians. And if there's people out there going, well, come on now, two women can't biologically make a baby. In this reality, we're talking about talking bushes and resurrection. So yes, they can. Don't deny it because it inconveniences you. You should try to answer that question. Furthermore, God is a genderless, abstract concept, you know, more of an idea than a physical entity. Doesn't that mean that God could have been a lady while banging Mary and then a dude when she got pregnant? If that's the case, which kind of would make scientifically a little bit more sense that there's a creature that can switch its gender whenever it's convenient for itself, then you guys would have to be okay with all gays and transgendered people. And if that actually convinced a bigoted person's mind to change, I will believe in Christmas miracles. Bills like this stand for one thing, and that's giving up our rights. Give up your rights to your morality, unless it's the same one we believe in. Give up your rights to love, unless you love the way we do. Give up your right to be who you are, because it makes those squares a little uncomfortable. I mean, how far back in history do we need to set ourselves? 40 years? 50? 100? So what's the solution? Well, I think the only way to combat this is to make LGBTQ people and unwed couples a religion. Then they can't discriminate against you guys, right? I mean, think of all the tax breaks you get. Shit, I'd be bisexual for the tax breaks, right? I'll touch a dick every once in a while to get a tax break. It worked for Catholicism. And it'll be twice the amount of action I'm getting now. This bill is completely pointless, in my opinion. Not only because it pits the First Amendment against itself, but also the fact that it shows that conservatives and liberals are no different. We've had a problem of listening to the opposition, probably because the opposition points a mirror at yourselves. I mean, each group lives in its own bubbles. Conservatives call liberals whiners, but this bill and bills similar to this are just conservative groups whining about people that are loving each other on a different standard than theirs. And maybe if you spent less time thinking about how other people are loving each other and having sex, and more time paying attention to your significant other, you wouldn't be filled with this much hate. And jism, there's a lot of backed up jism happening there. You need a release valve every once in a while, you know? So before you stamp this bill approved, my suggestion to every single person that supports this is to go have a legitimate conversation with an LGBTQ person. You might find out that there is no need for a cleverly named bill that deflects your unwarranted hate. And you might realize that if they come for their rights soon enough, they'll be coming for yours. Regulating the way you love and live your life. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week, and it's the last one of 2016. I want to thank each and every person that has continued to watch and support and share these videos. I sincerely appreciate it, and I'm glad that there are people that enjoy it and continue to support it. If you want to continue supporting Forkful of Noodles, you can check out my Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. If we reach a certain limit, there will be more Forkful of Noodles, at least two a week if we hit a certain point. It also helps support the operations costs for this web series, my website, and my podcast, Taboo Table Talk. And for a little bit more time, you can get all my albums from my Bandcamp page at ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com for a discount using the code KRISHMAS. That's KRISHMAS. And you can also come see me do live stand-up comedy. I'm going to be on the road in 2017 in Harrisburg, Syracuse, Albany, Boston, Akron, Ohio. And you can find out all the details for those shows on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. Seriously, thanks each and every person that watches and shares this video. It means a lot. Continue watching and sharing those. And thanks for getting into it.